Rob Shaw, how are you?
Yeah, very good. Nice to see you, Andy.
Thanks very much for giving us some time. So, Rob, we've got this product, or what would you call it? Would you call it a product?
Yes. Yeah, I think I'd call it a product.
We have a product called MetaTeam. So can you tell us, what is MetaTeam?
Yeah, so, you know, MetaTeam, it's a product that's consumed by teams who are looking to improve. So it is a what we believe is a really sort of innovative, sort of current method for teams, whether they're virtual, hybrid, global, to understand where are we, what's our route map to improve, and then MetaTeam helps teams go on that journey and sort of release and unlock the improvement.
But what actually is it, Rob?
So what actually is it? So practically what people get, there is a diagnostic which the team completes with key influencers and key stakeholders. The real brains of it is an algorithm which takes the diagnostic, the type of team they are, and then lays out the key steps the team needs to take. And that is a series of facilitated, sort of fast-paced, small nudges which are delivered through 90-minute workshops that the team take one after the other. To build the habits that will make them improve.
So basically it is a digital diagnostic. You have a certain number of questions, I presume. The team leader answers those questions, then the team answers them, then the team leader's boss,
correct,
and then the chosen stakeholders of that team. And then you bring these all together and compare what each, if you like, party thinks about the team.
Yeah, absolutely. We find, that's exactly right in terms of the diagnostic. The fastest route we found for teams to unlock initial performance gains is through the blind spots. And so the diagnostic provides it takes like 5-10 minutes for each person to complete. You can do it within a week, and then the team can have a much better and a quicker understanding of where their blind spots are, address those very quickly through the workouts that we then sequence.
Okay, so what's the backstory about MetaTeam, Rob? What's your backstory and what's the product's backstory?
So the backstory is this was formed off the back of the work that I was involved in when I was at BT, and BT was going through a major transformation, and we were asked to go around the world and bring in the world's best leadership thinking around a leadership program for the sort of executive team at BT. So we worked with a professor at Harvard, Bob Keegan, we worked with McKinsey's, we worked with other sort of leading business psychologists to construct a leadership program. Anyway, it was very well received. We won some sort of got our black tie on and won some awards. And then a colleague and I thought, actually, we can create a business out of this. And the most impactful part of that whole program was a team diagnostic. And so that was the germ of the idea that said, actually, if we can create a product that is consumed, that creates a really end-to-end solution for teams, we think we could be on a winner. So that was the trigger to leave BT and to go on a journey. And this is sort of almost 10 years later about where we've got now with MetaTeam.
So I've heard you talk about habits. I presume these are fundamental to the backstory, but also to the product. Can you just explain what you mean by habits?
Yeah, so our work with McKinsey's especially, we identified the starting point was, let's look at our most successful leaders and the teams they run. And what are they doing consistently and differently from teams that don't perform? And so we did a deep dive investigation into those teams and those leaders, and we unearthed there were 8 key habits, right, which these teams consistently demonstrated, which others didn't. They were a blend of inner habits, how the team works within themselves, and also the what we call the outer habits, and about how the team interfaces with its stakeholders, its regulators, its customers, etc. So through interviews and diagnosis, we identified this set of habits which successful teams did, unsuccessful teams didn't. And then we did a big look at 1,200 teams, so thousands of team members, run them through a diagnostic, and then we compared those results with business results. And that was when it said there was an incredibly strong correlation between the teams that demonstrated these habits and their performance and those that didn't.
So the questions within the diagnostic, I presume, are contextualized within the habits that you have found to be fundamental to success.
Yeah, absolutely. Where we've got to now is the diagnostic is just a fast track to say, how do you compare against our global norm group of these 8 habits, of these inner habits and outer habits that make up that what we found is a fundamental to driving performance in teams?
Okay. So why don't teams work? In all your research, you know, I've been on teams, you've been on teams. I mean, some teams have been fantastic. Other teams have been a bit scratchy. So why don't teams work usually?
So it's multifaceted. Teams just often get stuck. They get stuck in either we each have to go our own way, or they get stuck in, we spend too much time trying to agree a collective way forward. And actually, the breakthroughs come from understanding if you're approaching being stuck at one polarity, shifting backwards, or if you're stuck at another polarity, if we've all got to agree and we've all got to align, trying to then shift from that. And teams get stuck and they don't know which way to move.
Okay.
And so the what we provide is, through our structured workouts, is this is why they're contextualized and have to be bespoke to the team. It's like, are you at one polarity or the other? And how do you start to move from that into what we think is greater collaboration and flow?
Okay. And I presume it's also getting a real sense of self-awareness of the team itself between, you know, the team leader, the team leader's boss, and also the stakeholders.
Just awareness of, we are stuck. This is potentially why. This is a move to make us be unstuck. And the diagnostic and the debrief is what we find is fundamental to get teams to be aligned around, we want to move this way, and it builds the commitment and momentum to actually go and do the work.
Okay. So, I've been asked this question before, but you might say you've answered it, but let's just do it again. What is the itch that Meta Team can scratch?
What is the itch? It's teams feeling we're just leaving too much on the shelf, right? It's just we've got all this talent and potential sitting around our virtual or real team meeting, and it's not actually being deployed and impacting the organisation to the extent that it could be.
You know, there's so many products on the market, and I've been in the learning industry, I don't know, 30 blah blah years. So why is this different to any other team development product?
Yeah, I think number one is it's a product that's consumed and it's designed to be consumed by teams. So not just to do the diagnostic, not just to do a team building event. You know, it's designed to create a journey for the team to go on that delivers performance gains really, really quickly, and it's completely customizable. And I think another key thing is it's different. We've designed it for a post-COVID world. So it can be delivered entirely virtually, it can deliver globally, it can deliver hybrid, it can be delivered face-to-face. So we've created and designed the product that we believe is really fit for purpose for this post-COVID world where too many Teams meetings, there's just a lack of connection and cohesion that we're looking to address through how we design the product.
Okay, so let me play it back just to make sure I understand. So the product is a diagnostic, an algorithm that actually looks at the output from that diagnostic, which then links into the 8 habits and orders them in a way that will have the highest impact quickest. And then there are 90-minute workouts within a framed workbook,
yeah,
but which are nuanced and customized based upon the output from the diagnostic.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. So it's all about meeting the team where the team is. And then we take what we've built in terms of all of the, we have 8 habits and we break them down into micro habits. So in essence, we've got 32 Lego blocks, right? And actually how you sequence those and how you rebuild those has to be bespoke for the team. And I don't know what the maths is, but 32 times, you know, 4 permutations. There's a lot of permutations. And actually, what we've learned over the last 10 years is how you resequence those Lego bricks and offer that back to the team makes an incredible difference about the momentum and performance gains the teams can get.
And I suppose that, you know, if I was a client, I can either ask Meta Team to provide the facilitators, or I could actually facilitate it with our own internal resources. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our experience is maybe 1 in 10 team leaders could run this themselves, but it's a tough ask. And then, yes, we do run a train-the-trainer program for coaches, or we can use our own. Another fact, our experience is when we do train-the-trainer, this is not for everybody. The strike rate we've found is usually about 50% of internal coaches, HR business partners, love it and are excellent at it, but it's not for everybody. So that choice is down, that we will partner with clients to make that choice.
Okay, fine, thank you. If I could just move on, why do you think Meta Team is particularly relevant in 2022?
I'd say, with the global pandemic, there has been such a material change in ways of working, right, in a lot of the client systems we work in. So a lot more virtual hybrid working, a lot packed diaries, less thinking time, less connection time. Yeah. So, you know, Teams meetings stacked one after the other. So I think there's greater information sharing, greater access to people, and a stronger sort of task focus. And so Meta Team is looking to try and redress some of the, I think, of what's been lost since COVID and build cohesion, collaboration, because that's where you get some of the parts being greater than the whole. Yeah.
Rebuilding the trust, rebuilding the inclusion, just putting helping teams get back to being high performing.
Absolutely. Just that, just the power of connection and cohesion is significant.
If I had to put you on the spot and say, can you give me the top three benefits of Meta Team, what would they be?
Number one was just alignment of the team about where we're going. Number two would be actually motivation to get on and do the work. And three, a collective commitment to actually change the environment and the level of discourse and the way the team kind of addresses the tough issues it needs to do.
And a fourth one could be an increased level of self-awareness and cohesion?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, self-awareness, cohesion.
One thing I was asked is, at what point in a team life cycle would you advise a team to apply Meta Team?
So if you look at Tuckman and the sort of, you know, forming, storming, norming, performing, you can apply Meta Team at all of those four stages. When the team is forming, we can just offer like one or two of our micro habits around purpose or trust to just to start the teams moving in a sensible way. Then post that period, as the team is sort of storming and norming, that's a perfect time to take the diagnostic, go on a team journey. And even when the team's performing, you can then just check in with the diagnostic as a temperature, say, well, how are we doing? How do others think we're doing? Where could we be better, and then continue the journey afterwards.
Almost like you could almost have it as an annual health check, especially as teams are fluid and new members come and old members leave.
Yeah, I think a great metaphor would be like the, you know, your annual health check, right? This is a great way of actually just taking a temperature check on how are we performing, how are we perceived, are there any new blind spots that we're not aware of, and also just to say, is the work we're doing having an impact that we want with the stakeholders who work with us most closely?
Next question is, does it work?
We believe it does, right? The best people to speak to our clients, and our clients usually continue working with us for multiple years, and we seem to get extended and referrals in. So, you know, client feedback, the perception of the client is actually the best way to test that. And so we got some great feedback from clients who share that.
Another question, slightly repeating it, but it's in a different form. Why does it work?
Why does it work? It works because we get a really good diagnostic perception of the team, which is broader than just the team's view. The interventions and the team journey is bespoke and it's customizable and it meets the team where they are. And then there's some clever algorithm based on the last 10 years that then sequences the journey. So it works because it's customizable, it's sequencing, and it brings some great science in that supports the work.
Is it a flaff to set it up?
No, it's relatively painless. So it's probably a 5-minute job to just to enter in the key emails of the users that you want to take the diagnostic tool, and then you're off. This tool automates it, and then you'll either work with ourselves or the in-house team to run the workshop. So it's doesn't require a lot of effort to get set up. What it does require is the thinking and energy to do the work about improving how we work as a team.
Okay, so setting it up is easy. Doing the diagnostic is probably 15 minutes to actually answer the questions. That then comes out with a formatted report, which the team and the team leader get. Then we have the algorithm, which suggests the first habit that needs to be addressed. And then we have the micro habits within that habit. So there's 4 90-minute workouts within a preset framework, which is customizable based upon the output from the diagnostic.
Yeah, exactly that.
The problem with many development programs, Rob, is that they actually are quite interruptive of the operation of a team or the work of a team. How does this fit in?
I think it's a great observation. I describe it, I think they're too disruptive, right? And our experience is teams want something that fits into how they work. So that's how we've designed the Meta team development journey. So they are small nudges just focused on one thing that the team needs to do right now that's going to make the biggest impact. Yeah, and so, you know, at its most, we offer 90-minute workouts delivered virtually, hybrid, face-to-face. For some teams, we chunk those up even smaller into just 30-minute nudges, right, that are grounded in the work, easily consumable, that have an impact. And that's, we found, is less disruptive and actually is the opposite. It's actually just, it's an accelerant. Yeah. To how teams perform.
So the opposite of the 3-day residential program where everyone leaves the office and no work gets done.
Absolutely, yeah. And if teams say, oh, can you come and run three or four of your micro habits in a day, we go, that's usually too much, yeah. Right? We'll actually say no. With our experiences, less is more. Yeah. No more three-day workshops for us.
Thank you very much, Rob Shaw. Been brilliant to talk to you. Thank you.